Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of the tech world. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today, we're unpacking a huge story in the AI and tech industry. It's about Meta and Broadcom, and folks, it's not just chips and dip. We're talking about a massive deal involving gigawatts of power and some of the tiniest tech known to humankind.
That's right, Jamie. On April 14th, 2026, Broadcom and Meta announced they're extending their MTIA chip partnership all the way through 2029. This includes deploying over 1 gigawatt of custom silicon, kicking off with what they're calling the industry's first 2-nanometer AI compute accelerator.
Hold on, Alex. Gigawatts? That sounds like something out of Back to the Future. Can you break that down for us?
Absolutely. A gigawatt in this context isn't about generating power, but rather the power envelope these chips are designed to handle. It's a huge amount of computational capacity. Like, imagine a small power plant's worth of electricity dedicated to running these advanced AI chips.
That's intense, and 2nm, and that's incredibly tiny, right?
Exactly, Jamie. To put it into perspective, a strand of human DNA is 2.5 nanometers in diameter, so we're operating at near atomic levels here.
Wow, that's literally smaller than a DNA strand. So why is this deal a big deal?
Well, for starters, this partnership means Meta is setting itself up with a pipeline of cutting-edge, custom-designed AI chips. They're not just buying off-the-shelf hardware. They're tailoring every aspect of their computational infrastructure, which is crucial for running increasingly complex AI algorithms.
Got it. And I heard something about Hock Tan, the CEO of Broadcom, stepping down from Meta's board on the same day?
Right. The timing is definitely not coincidental. Tan stepping down is about keeping things clean without a conflict of interest, since he's steering Broadcom while they forge this massive deal with Meta. He'll still advise on the technical roadmap, but from a safer distance.
Sounds like a plot from a corporate thriller. So Broadcom is really banking on this, huh?
Absolutely. They're projecting AI chip revenue to skyrocket to over $100 billion by next fiscal year. It's a bold prediction, but with the scale of this deal, it might just be possible.
And this isn't putting all their eggs in one basket, right? Meta's still working with other chip suppliers?
Good point. Meta's strategy involves multiple vendors. They've got ongoing deals with AMD and NVIDIA too. It's all about balance and ensuring they have the leverage to get the best tech at the best price.
Power moves in the world of power chips. So Alex, what does this all mean for us regular folks?
For the average user, it means better and faster AI services from Meta. Think more sophisticated AI features in apps like WhatsApp or Instagram. And for the industry, it sets a precedent for how major tech companies might approach building their AI infrastructure moving forward.
Fascinating stuff. It's like a glimpse into the future, right here in our present.
Exactly, Jamie. And as always, we'll keep our eyes on how this unfolds and what it means for the tech landscape.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in and geeking out with us.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Keep leveling up your nerd.